Today's share in the Dershim Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Amud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezras Hashem are going to complete Simen Tov Lamed Tes today. We begin with Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Shnei Tziburim. You have two piles of food over here. Echot Shechometz, one of which is containing chometz, ve'echot Shematzah, one which has no chometz in it, i.e. matzah. It is not chometz, not a concern. And you have in front of you these two piles, one of chametz, one of matzah, that are in front of ushtei batim, echod baduk v'echod sheino baduk. And you have two houses or two apartments that are in front of these two piles of food, one of which already had a bedikas chametz and is free of chametz, and the other house has not yet had a bedikas chametz and needs still a bedikas chametz. Ubo shnei achbarim, and two mice come along. Each mouse grabs one of the morsels of either chametz or matzah, respectively. Zenotal chometz is zenotal matzah. So you have mouse A and mouse B. One of the mice has chometz, we don't know which one. One of the mice has matzah, we don't know which one. Then yadul eza bayis nichnas zeshenotal chometz. And we don't know, respectively, into which house did each mouse go into. So one of the mouse with chometz went into possibly the house that was already checked or the house that was not already checked. So what is the halacha in this situation? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Zayin, we're talking here, Myri Kisha Bitlo, the person did Bitl, as we'll see, it was before the sixth hour, so even if he didn't do a Bitl yet, he can still do a Bitl. And therefore, the whole problem over here is the Sofik Derabbanan, Vim Kain, Eino El Sveik Derabbanan. The whole concern over here in all of these cases that the Machabed is going to bring down is only a Sofik Derabbanan, and therefore, Lachain Ein Tzarech Lachzav Livdok, as the Machabed is going to conclude, you do not have to do a Bedik over here again on either of the two houses. Kid the Messiah, as he concludes at the end, that one doesn't need to do so based upon the Rambam. However, Ulfi Das Ramah Le'el B'Sif Aleph, but we already learned in yesterday's shir in the Ramah over there, Bahagah, Shehetik Das HaTur, he brought down the opinion of the Tur, and that is, Hu Adin Bin Yoneinu, and that same din applies over here. In fact, the Shaar HaTzion, Ozvav, Chofetz Chaim says, the Tur says this beferish, Timakikor Koton Shiochel Ach Berlochlo, if it was a very small morsel that the mouse had in its mouth, and he probably ate it, Ach Af Im Lo Bitel, even if he didn't do a bitel, you still don't even have to do a bedik over here because the presumption is highly likely that the mouse ate the small piece, and therefore, even if you didn't do a bitul and it's a concern d'oraisa, one can rely upon the fact over here that as a sofek, did the mouse go in or not, and chances are that the mouse ate it, so it's really like a svek sveka, therefore you don't have to do another bedika. Now, the Mechaber continues and gives the next case. He says, V'chein shnei batim bedukim. If you have two houses, both of which underwent bedikas chometz already, and v'tzibur echot shel chometz, and there's one pile of chometz over there, and a mouse comes, uba achbar v'notel, a mouse comes and takes a piece of chometz, and now we don't know which house it went into. Both of them are checked, we don't know which one. Then you do le'eza bayis nichtas. We don't know which house the mouse went into. Sifkot n'ches, the Mishnah Berurah explains, v'afilum bo shneim l'shol b'vasachas, and even both bale batim over here, if both of the owners of the houses come and ask the question at the same time, so then the opinion of the Mechaber over here is Aminon l'kol echad de'eino tzorech l'achzav l'livdok, that both of them can be told that you don't have to do a bedikah even though they came at the same time. And the Shaar HaTzion Ozayin, he brings down that this is the opinion of the poskim in the viewpoint of the Rambam, and on the surface, the Mishnah Melech says the Gemara seems to contradict this, so he explains, and this is written down by the Vilna Gaon as well, that this is based upon a different Gemara in Ksubos, and you go look over there, and in Dershu footnote number 6, he goes through that Gemara and explains the differences, Ayin Shom. In any event, Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, the mukminon lekol echod achaz kaso shoya baduk, that even though they come together, you can tell each one, you can rely on your chazaka that your house is checked, and that there's no guarantee that anything went in there, so therefore you can rely upon that chazaka. And again, we're talking umayri kishab bitel. We're talking here in a situation where he did a bitel, and therefore the inoel is sufik derabbanan. The whole thing, worse, is a sveik derabbanan. And therefore, you can rely upon the sufik derabbanan over here going lekula. And that's what the Ramah concludes at the end. We'll get to this Ramah, that they disagree, many poskim, with this psak over here, the Mechaber, which is based upon the Rambam. At the end of this sif, the Ramah says, the maskana supposed to be enokain, that most poskim disagree over here with this Rambam, with this Mechaber. And they say, and they say that if both people come at the same time, then it's not going to be able to be relying over here, even if you did a bitul over here, that you can tell each person that you can rely upon the chazaka, because the kivan the bavada inichlas the chometz l'bayis echmehem, since chometz definitely went in vada into one of the two houses and they're both coming together, you can't tell each one you don't have a problem. And therefore, if they both come together and ask what should we do, the response would be go make a new bedika. The issue footnote number 11 says, in regards to this bedika, you don't have to make a bracha on it, but you have to, each of them has to make a new bedika in this situation. The Mechaber continues and he writes, next case, Oshiyoda shenichnas le'achav mehem, v'nichnas achrov, you know the mouse went into one of the houses, and you went in and checked, v'nichnas achrov, u'badak, and you did a bedikah, v'lo motzu klum, and you didn't find anything. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tez, v'salka daitik, you might have thought, shetzorich l'chapes kama pomim shemo yim tzuhanu, you might have said, well, you missed it, and you have to go check again and again and again. He says, ayin in the betur, dizehu afilu lo bitel, nevertheless, you don't have to do this, and the Torah says, even if you didn't do a bitel over here, because we can rely, haynu detalinun sha'ach barachalu. In this situation, you can't rely upon the fact that the mouse ate it, because you did a bedikah and you didn't find anything. The issue footnote number 10 brings down that we learned previously in Taf Lamed Dalet, Shim Goror Achbar Chomets Lesoch Habayis, Ubodach Achar Chomets Velomitzo, Tzorch Levatel Lesoch Chomets Pam Nosefes. You should at least do a bittel over here. Don't rely upon the fact that you did a bittel previously, but do a bittel again now. Finally, the last scenario, the Mechaber continues and he says, Oh, Shabodach Kitsas Me Habayis Umotzu Kikor. You started doing a bedika and you found the morsel, the cookie that the mouse brought in. So you can rely upon that and saying that was the same cookie that the mouse brought in. That's the cookie that I found. And in all of these scenarios, the Mechaber paskins, Eino Tzorich Lachzor Velivdok. You do not have to do a new bedika over here. And as we pointed out, and you'd see this in the Ber Hetev again over here, brought down by the Bach, the Mogen Avraham, and the Chok Yaakov, you should have done a bittel, or even, as we'll see, if you didn't do a bittel yet and it's still before the sixth hour, so then you can do a bittul now, and you don't have to do a bedika in all of these cases. And the Mishnah concludes in Sifkot and Yod. He says, "Rotz Lomar v'lo Amrinan the Zehakikor Efsher Shu Acher v'Tzorach Livdo Kol Habayis." In our last case of here, you don't have to say that this is a different kikor that you found, not the one that the mouse brought in. You have to look for the other one. According to this last opinion, it's true whether you did a bittul or didn't do a bittul. The Bechol Gavni Talin L'Hakel that you can rely over here Lekula. Vatur cholikus virle, the Torah disagrees, as we pointed out. The lomar kilina lomar shezeh okikor shichnin so achbar ela bebitel shu sfeka d'rabban. The Torah and many other poskim say that you can't rely upon the fact that there's no bittel and just say that it still is a suffik because now you're dealing with a suffik d'raisa and therefore you should do a bittel. Therefore, it's only a suffik d'rabban. Abo below bittel, the Torah says, as brought down by the Mishnah Berurah, if you didn't do a bittel, tzorich livdo kol habayis dafka, then you have to go do an entire bedika again. And the Shaar HaTzion, the Chofetz Chaim explains in Oshir Beis that this is based upon going like the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamaliel in the Gemara over there and not like the opinion of Rebbe. And this is also the opinion of the Rif over here in Perek HaNizokin and in the name of the various Gaonim that hold also Neged Rebbe and hold like Rav Shimon Ben Gamaliel. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, this is exactly what I've already spoken about. All of this is included in what the Ramah says, Avol Maskonas HaPoskim Eino Kein. That all the Poskim argue over here with the Mechaber's opinion, which is based upon the Rambam, and they hold, V'dad, the Koma Shekosu B'siv Zeh, the Lo Mekelinun Elosh Kishabitel, Im Huadayin Kod M'Shei Shos. And they require a bittel over here, and as long as it's before 6 hours, you don't have to have already done the bittel, you can still prospectively do the bittel, Af Shelo Bittel Adayin, even though you didn't yet do the bittel, Yochel Levato. Even though you could argue, oh, now you're going to be mevatel over here, but you're getting rid of the Issur D'Oraisa by doing the bittul, there's no problem. As long as it's still before the sixth hour, ain't tzorich lachzor livdok, if you do a bittul, you do not have to make a new bedika. That's the consensus of the poskim, other than the Mechaber over here and the Rambam. And that's what the Ramah says. He says, kachim divrei Rambam. The Ramah says, everything we've learned in the Sif today, until now, is based upon the Mechaber, which is based upon the Rambam. However, Avol Maskonas HaPoskim Eino Kein, but most Poskim disagree with this, as we've already pointed out. You can see this in Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Aleph, Levi Mashin Esbor Le'el, as we've already explained. Ein HaRamochol, Ein HaRamocholek El Al Din Zeh HaAchron, V'Al Din Tzibur, Echot Shel Chometz In Yadul Eza Bayis Nichles. He's arguing on those cases over here that we just mentioned, and where he didn't do a bittel, he has to do a bittel to get around the problem. The Chofetz Chaim, and the Shaar HaTzion Oz Tetz brings down that there may be an opportunity to be lenient im hakikor koton she'efshor she'achbo le'ochlo, if the kikor was very small and the achbo might have eaten it. So then he brings down opinions from the Beis Yosef, the Darki Moshe, and the Agos Maralach over here that might say you can be mekel under certain situations or whether you can't be mekel. And you can see all of these opinions in Deir Shu footnotes number 7, 8, and 9, Ayin Shom. Now we go to Sif Kimmel. The Mechaber writes, Hiniach tisha kikros chometz umoso asori. Here we have an interesting situation. The person knows he has 9 pieces of chometz over here. We'll see later on that they're all tied together, but right now we don't know that. So you have 9 pieces of chometz over here that you left. And then you come back, you suddenly find 10. Umoso asori. So what's the din? So the Mechaber tells us, Tzorich livdok achar kol atisha. You have to look for the 9 pieces that you originally put down over there. You have to assume that these 10 are a different 10 and that your original 9 are all somehow interspersed throughout the house or the room, and you have to go look for them. Likewise, v'chein miniach asara u'matzah tisha, or you left there 10 and now you only find 9. Sarach livdok achar kol asara. You have to look for all 10. You have to presume that the 9 that are here are not that you're just missing one, but that you all 9 here are new, and all 10 that were there beforehand are all mixed all over the house. Why is that? The Mechaber explains, because we say, l'halacha, mashiniach nital, that which you had originally put there, either the 9 or 10 that you knew that were there, have all been taken. And either the 9 or 10 that are now there are totally new, all of them. But, as we'll see, v'yesh omen, the Mechaber tells us, dahani mili b'kshur miyachad. This opinion is, according to Tosos, only going to be true if they were all bundled together. So, mistama, that if somebody took some of it, he took all of it. And that's why you have to assume that all of them are gone. But if they weren't all bundled together, each of them is a separate piece, then then you can assume that, let's say you have, for example, 10 were originally there, and now there are only 9, then you can assume that the other 9 were the original 9 of the 10, and that only one of them is missing. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah inside to understand this better. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Beis tells us, the Amrinim, we can say over here, Hani Achrini. We have to say over here that the when you had originally 9 there, and now they're 10, that the original 9 are all gone. And it's not that just one was added, and a new 10 were put there. Somebody else brought the new 10 that are here, because you don't recognize them. Obviously, if you recognize that they're all the same, then it would be a different story. And the 9 that are here, somebody else brought them over there. Some weasels, or some animals, or some person brought the other 9 over here. And the original 10 that you had were taken. And you have to go look for those original 10. Even if you did a bittel, you still have to go look for them. The Sharet Zion, Os Yudalit, and Tezvav, the Chofetz Chaim brings down, this is the opinion of the Tur, as brought down by Del Yerabba. And he says, the Razah, Rav Zerachya Halevi, the Baal Ma'ar, Kosa the Dafka below Bitel. He says, that's only if you didn't do a Bitel. But Dachu Dvarav HaRaivid, Bahasagoso, the Raivid disagrees with the Baal Ma'ar, and also the Maram Chalava also disagrees with his Baal Ma'ar. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Gimel explains Mashaniach Nital v'chule. We have to presume the worst case scenario that all of the original ones that you had there are gone and there are new ones in its place. Gamza Afilu Bitel Mikodem. And this is also true over here. If there was a Bitel, you nevertheless can't rely upon that original Bitel. Dishu footnote number 11 brings down, as I pointed out before, but you don't make a bracha when you have to do the new Bedika. But then the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Yud Dalet that when the opinion of the Yesh Ovim over here is Asefakoi. It's only going in the latter case over here where there originally were 10 and now you only find 9. If you were 9, now you find 10. You can't say that it's only if they're tied together because why would there be one added? So you have to be concerned that a whole new 10 were added and the original 9 were gone. But if you originally had 10 and now one is missing and they weren't Kishurim together, so then in this situation, the Yesh Ovim Tosus over here brings down that you can rely upon the fact that only one of them is missing and the other 9 were the original 9 from the original 10. Sifkat and Tetzvav, Bikshurim Yachad, the Mishnah Berurah says, Devade Misha Lekachim Lekachim Kulam, because if they're all tied together, Mistama, the person took all of them. Vishema Ketanim O Achbar V'chulde Lekachim, maybe a child or a mouse or a weasel took them, Vetzarach Livdok Achareim, and you have to go therefore do a Bedika for all of them, Vani Achrini Ninhu, and you have to assume that all the others over here are new. But if they were tied together, Sifkat and Tetzayin, you don't have to do a Bedika, and this is V'chein Pasu Achronim, we can rely upon this Tosus Lahalacha. Sivkon Yud Zayin, Ela Achar Echad, but you do have to look for that one, the Amrinam, because we say, Shirak Echad Nital, because of the original 10, only one was taken, the Acharim, the Sharabim Koman, the other 9 are from the original 10. Venira Dein Lahakob is there, but the Mishnah Berurah says that one should not be leaning over here, Ela Kishabitel, Oshie Shos, Adain Labatel. That's if you did a Bittel, then you can rely upon this, or even if you haven't done a Bittel, but it's before the 6th hour, and you can still do a Bittel, then you can rely upon this Lakula. But if you put there 9 originally and now you find 10, then ain nafkamina. Then, as we pointed out before, it doesn't make any sense to say that one was added over here. Because ben sheniach hatisha mikushar, even if they were all tied together, mikushar, and now you find 10 tied together, there's no way that the person tied on another one over here, an animal tied on another one over here. O sheniach nefradim, if they were found separate, and now you originally had 9, and now you find 10, you can't assume that that's the same group that was there originally. You have to go and presume the worst-case scenario in this situation, when there were originally 9, and now they're 10, that all original 9 ones are somehow dispersed throughout the house, and you have to do a bedika. Siv Dalet, Mechaber writes, Hinia chometz bezoviz zu. You originally left chometz in one corner of the room, and you come back later on, umitzol bezoviz acheres, and now you find it in another corner of the room. So again, you have to assume the worst-case scenario. The chometz that you put down has been taken by an animal or a child, and it's someplace in the house. Tzarech lachzor v'livdok, and you have to do a new bedik over here. And the chametz sits there. Somebody else brought some new chametz over there. You can't presume that the chametz in the now east corner was the same chametz that was originally there from the west corner. The Mishnah explains in Sivkot Yud Ches, it's a bias kulo. You have to do a bedikah throughout the entire house because the shema chametz acherhu. You have to presume the worst case scenario that maybe this is another chametz, different piece of chametz. The Shaar HaTzion Osiyo Tes, the Chavetz Chaim says, according to the Torah, this would only be if it was a large piece and the mouse couldn't have eaten it. Avol b'katan, if it was a small piece, Tolinu Shav Shazeh HaChametz Acherhu, even though we know that there's another piece of chametz over here, Yishlamer the chametz Harishon Achbar Acholov, the first piece that was gone, maybe the mouse ate it, and therefore it's a svek over here, maybe the mouse ate it, maybe the mouse didn't put it inside, and therefore you can rely upon this lakula in this situation. Just to review, quickly, the Chafetz Chaim says over here in Sivkot Yud Ches as the Mishnah Berurah, as Abai is cool, you have to do a bedikah on the whole house in this situation, when you found it originally, you left it in one corner, now it's in another corner, because the Shem HaChametz Achu, because you have to presume it's a new piece of Chametz, and what happened to the first one? And it's someplace else in the house, and you have to do a bedikah. How do we paskin? V'achronim miskimu, the achronim agree over here. Dim kvar bitel, if you did a bitel beforehand, o sheyesh adayin shos levato, or you can still do a bitel over here, ain't sarech lachzav adivgav, then you don't have to do an ubedika. Why? The kivin shabedika hu midivrei sofer, because it's only a dindra abanin over here, and the bitel got rid of the isser daraisa aspect, tolinun lahokil, then you can rely upon this kula over here, sofik derabanin lakula, shezeo chomet sheniach, that you can presume that the chomet that was originally east corner, that's now in the west corner, it really was the same. You can rely upon this sofik derabanin over here, lakula. With this, we conclude Simon Tov Lametes and today's Shir.